HinoFresh.com. It works.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There we go.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, a little bit on the cloudy side, but it's a beautiful morning, a great morning for you to spend a little bit of time in your garden. And remember, today's Father's Day, so you have to call or visit Dad, and I'm sure he'd love a nice flowering plant of some sort or an oversized tomato to cheat to have his tomatoes sooner than the neighbor. It's a great day. So if we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. This morning we're broadcasting live from Martha's Vineyard. We are at Jardin Mahoney in Oak Bluffs. We'd love to have you come by and say hello. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. So if you get a chance, come on down and say hello. All kinds of things happening here today, and we'll tell you about it during the program. But the phone number here again is toll-free, 800-259-9231. A couple of things I really want to stress for you this morning. I want you to be aware, you know, we've talked in the past about the blight that we had on tomatoes and potatoes last year. And I was doing some weeding in my garden, and I noticed little volunteer tomato plants from the seeds, from the rotten tomatoes from last year. Do not allow those to grow in your garden. Rip them up and get them out of there. And if you grew potatoes last year, if there's any volunteers that have come, make sure that you get the volunteers of your potatoes out. Dig them, put them in your trash, get them as far away from your garden as possible, because if any potatoes survive the winter in your garden, and they've sprouted, and they're beginning to grow, they are contaminated from last year, and they will reinfect your potatoes, and for your potatoes, jump to your tomatoes. So very important, any volunteers that are coming, so if you're doing some weeding, and you see some little tomato plants, pull them up and get them out of your garden. Don't put them in your compost with your other weeds. Pick them up, put them in with the solid trash, and get rid of it because you don't want to have a problem, okay? So let's clean just to be on the safe side. Right now, crabgrass is beginning to form, and if you didn't treat your lawn or even the edges of the garden with a crabgrass preventer, and you're noticing it's a lighter color than the rest of your lawn. It's more on the lime green than the dark green. So it's noticeable. Very pointed, small foliage at this point. But it's very, very pointed and grows very horizontal, very flat. It's not too late to kill it. Go down to your local garden center, nursery, and you can buy liquids in a spray bottle that comes all pre-mixed, and all you do is attach it to your hose, spray it right on your lawn, and it will not hurt the grass, but it will get rid of the crabgrass. And while it's young, at this time of the year, it's the best time to really do this. So take a few minutes, walk your property, and you're going to start to, if you see it, then treat it. You don't have to spray the whole lawn. Just spray where you see the crabgrass. Each of those little plants has the capability of becoming a foot across. And if, because it grows horizontal, it will lay down and flatten out your good grass, smothering it. And then you're going to end up with some dead spots when the fall gets here. So quick walk around your grass. Look for clusters. And any place that you had thin lawn is where you're going to notice it. But it's a different shade of green, pointed tips, and it's something that with one application of a crabgrass killer. And again, your local garden center will have some ready-to-use products by Bonide, by Bayer, and by Ortho that you just spray on it, and within a week or 10 days, it's dead. And now the good grass can fill in without competition. So that's one of the first things that you got to do. So check your garden for volunteers of tomatoes or potatoes. Walk in your property and look for crabgrass. And if you just have a few pieces, I mean, you can mix it in a watering can and you can just water those areas and it will take care of it. But just be aware of it. It's there, and there's potentially could be a problem with a lot of crabgrass. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231. The other thing, as we're getting closer to July, the days are going to get warmer. The humidity is going to arrive. And when the humidity arrives, it also brings with us the possibility of fungus diseases on roses, on tall phlox, the little zinnia plants that you've put into your bed, cucumbers, squashes, so most of your vine crops. Now, the best way to prevent it is to treat before it arrives. And again, go to your local garden center. You can pick up a product called Serenade. And Serenade is an organic fungicide. It was developed for the tomato industry. And it is absolutely wonderful. It builds up the immune system. And it's important that you get it on your plants before the fungus arrive. So spray your tomatoes, any tall phlox that you have, zinnias, and roses, and it will slow down or totally eliminate diseases like black spot, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. It's a great product. It's very safe. You can use it on everything that you eat because it is natural and it's all organic, and it will do a great job for you, okay? Now, along with the heat, it's going to speed up the growing of plants, which is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for the heat to get our annuals to grow faster, our vegetables to start to put some size on. It's been great for things like spinach and lettuce because they like the cooler weather. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, they've been doing really well. Tomatoes and peppers, they like the heat. Well, when the heat comes, it will accelerate the growing, but it will also do that for things like poison ivy and poison oak. So if you have an area where there's poison ivy and poison oak, this is actually the best time when they're growing quickly to control them. And there are different types of poison ivy killer products like Roundup or Pump and Go, cleanup that you can put on it, and it works very, very well. All you need to do is put a light film on it, and within a week or 10 days, goodbye. So if you've got poison ivy coming in areas, don't put it off. There's no rain in the forecast where you live. for at least 3 to 4 hours so that the product has a chance to adhere to the leaves, it's going to take care of it. So we're talking controlling problems this morning. Get to the poison ivy or any of these really noxious weeds while they're really growing fast. The weed killers are more aggressive when the weed is growing quicker, and it works a lot faster. So control these noxious weeds. Take care of any volunteers in your vegetable garden, and begin to treat the plants that traditionally get diseases with fungicides. Get on it now before it arrives, and you're going to have a much easier summer because you've got the product inside the plant. It can fight the fungus from inside, and you're going to be ahead of the game. Okay? So I know it's Father's Day, but before you start the celebration and the cookouts, get out there and do a few quick chores. You'll be in great shape. And if you've got tomatoes in your garden, and the tomatoes are in bloom, tomatoes are pollinated by wind. And one thing that I always do when I go into my vegetable garden, I tap my tomato plants. If they're in cages, just grab the cage, give the cage a little shake. That shakes the flower, that moves the pollen, and you'll have pollination sooner. Tomatoes are not pollinated by bees. They're pollinated by wind. So shake your tomatoes. 800-259-9231.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up. Which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try My Pillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, My Pillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. My Pillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. My Pillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. My Pillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. My Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose except poor sleep? Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com, or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give us a call. Don is taking a couple days off, and George is manning the phones today. Talk with George, and he'll get you set up, and we'll try and help you to have a great summer. Summer starts Monday, so let's get going right now. A lot of things to do, a lot of plants coming into bloom. We are in Oak Bluffs this morning on beautiful Cape Cod, and the hydrangeas are absolutely incredible. So if you're planning a trip to the Cape, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, you've chosen a good time of the year. The weather is ahead of itself. And the hydrangeas are, they're not in peak color. You know, there's still plenty of pale blue and still plenty of white and pale pinks. But they're getting darker and darker, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So if you're coming to the Cape, to the islands, make sure that you bring a camera, because I think every house has at least two or three hydrangeas. And it's really a gorgeous thing. Now, I know a lot of you cannot grow the blue hydrangea because of your climate, but there's a lot of newer varieties that will give you a lot of difference. The old-fashioned Annabelle, which is a round ball hydrangea, similar to the blue and similar to the pink, is hardy all over the Northeast. Even all the way to like Presque Isle, Maine, Burlington, Vermont, into New Hampshire. And there are a lot of new varieties that are coming out. There's one called Limelight that has a green tinge to it. One of my favorites is called Pinky Winky. And this is a diamond-shaped variety. And it starts off white. Then at the bottom of the cone starts to turn pink, and it slowly moves up to the top, and then it turns red. and then fades to pink again. So it's a beautiful plant. It's something that will do very well. I planted one in my house in Maine, and everybody that sees this pinky winky, they love it. But if you like the white, there's a grouping of these Annabelles called diamonds, and there's pink diamond, there's white diamond, there's all kinds of combinations. And these are in the Annabelle family. They're very, very hardy. And if you're looking for some color during the summer, make sure that you add the hydrangeas to your palette of color in your backyard. Very hardy, very strong. They bloom every year. No special protection, especially in a colder climate. And also coming up in the days ahead of us, the potentilla, little buttercups in shades of yellow. There's some orange and there's some pink, but the yellows are the hardiest of the varieties. And this is a plant that will bloom in your yard all summer long. Also, another family, Spirea. Now, you're all familiar with bridal wreath, with the beautiful white balls, like little tiny snowballs, that blooms early in the year. When your forsythia is going by, the bridal wreath comes out. Well, that family is called Spirea. There are a lot of summer blooming Spireas, with pink, with purple, with multicolors on the same heads. And what's nice with the summer Spireas, when they finish blooming, when the flowers start to look dirty, get your shears out and remove all of the faded flowers from your plant. And in 3 weeks, they're in bloom again. And you can do this as much as 3 times. So they'll bloom right now, all the way until frost. And if you want some great summer color, that's what you want to get, is the Spirea. Beautiful plants. Gorgeous color, and down by the beach, they'll take the wind, they'll take the salt spray, just like the hydrangea. And if you live in a cold climate, I live in Maine. In Maine, the Spireas are beautiful. So there's no reason that you shouldn't have any color in your yard. Between the Spireas, between the Rose of Sharon that are coming, and the hydrangeas, there's color. So call us right now, 800-259-9231. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We are at Jardin Mahoney's in Oak Bluffs, and we'll be here until 2 o'clock. So come on by and say hello. They have so much color, and the hydrangeas here on Martha's Vineyard are beautiful. They just made a display in front of where we're doing the program with some new varieties of hydrangea that will knock your socks off. They have one that right now it's white, and it's a cone-shaped variety. And as the weather warms up, it will start to get splashed with red. It's called Spitfire, and it is absolutely gorgeous. So come on down and say hello. We'd love to see you. George, who's up for us this hour?
That would be Michael in Arkansas. He's got some questions about his lawn.
Michael, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
And good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hey, I let my lawn grow out at the most 8 to 10 inches before I mow it. That would be once every week and a half to 2 weeks. And I don't have to use any fertilizer. I think it develops the roots, and I have mostly rocky soil, so it I have to do everything I can. And I don't like using a lot of fertilizer or actually anything on my lawn if I can help it.
Sure.
Do you think that's a good idea to do that? There's no ordinance or anything that says I have to keep my lawn cut short.
But, now, when you cut the grass, Mike, how short do you cut it at that point?
Not very short. I keep it at least 2 to 3 inches.
Okay. I mean, two to three inches is a good height for grass, especially during the summer. What people don't realize is if you can keep your grass at 2 to 3 inches, you'll be a lot less stress on your plant because the grass itself is shading the ground. And when it shades the ground, there's less evaporation of moisture in the soil, and your grass is less likely to dry out. The other thing is when your grass is kept tall like that, it chokes out the weeds. So you're going to have fewer weeds, but I don't think I let it get up as high as quite as you are. I live in Maine, Mike, and I cut my grass depending on the growth, you know, how much rain and things we get. But I mowed my grass Friday night because we were expecting a lot of heat, and I hadn't cut it in about 2.5 weeks because we've been a little bit on the dry side. And I cut my grass at 3 inches. And I let it grow maybe another couple of inches, and then I mow it. Now, the one thing that you want to do, Mike, is this. When you mow it, it's important that you try and allow those grass cuttings to go back into your lawn to help feed the grass that's there, that because all of the goodness is in the grass clippings. Now, if you've ever played golf or you've been to a golf course or driven by one and they mow, they don't pick up the grass clippings. So if a business that relies on grass as their biggest access, they have to make sure that the grass looks good. And if they're putting the grass clippings back into the ground, there's a reason. So those of you that are bagging, you're feeding the grass, you're making it grow, and you're collecting all those clippings, and hopefully you're putting it into a compost pile and not throwing it away. So what I do, Mike, is this. If my grass is high, I mow it, and of course, you've got grass laying all over the freshly cut lawn. I let it sit there for an hour or two on a nice sunny day, and you can see it drying. And once I've seen, after a couple of hours, that it's dried up pretty good, I re-mow it. And that second mowing grinds up all of those clippings to a point where they just kind of vanish. And that way, all of the goodness of the grass that you removed is allowed to go back into the ground, which will feed your grass, and you'll be with a lawn that looks a lot better, it's thicker, and it's fuller. Okay? So do that. You'll be in great shape, but don't let it get, you know, be 8-10 inches. Cut it every couple of weeks, about 3 inches, and do as I explained to you by allowing the grass clippings to dry, mow it a second time, and you'll be in terrific shape, and you'll need less fertilizer. Thank you. George, who's up next?
That would be John in Manchester. He's got some questions about a dogwood tree with some insect problems.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. I planted about 20 dogwood plants, the alternate leaf, and
yes,
something has been eating the leaves. There's little round holes in the leaves.
Okay.
And some of them look like they've been torn.
Okay. Right now, there's a lot of beetle-type insects around. The striped cucumber beetle is out there. And he's doing a lot of chewing on holes. The caterpillars haven't really started from what I've seen at my house, but I've seen a lot of different beetles. The rose chafer is out there. It's kind of a creamy colored elongated beetle with a hard shell. There are a couple of products that will do a very good job. You can use a product called EIGHT, E-I-G-H-T. It's a liquid that you can spray directly on the foliage, and EIGHT will take care of any chewing insects. And it's a very safe product, will last about 2 weeks, sometimes a little bit longer in your garden. Or if you want to go organic, there's a product called Spinosad. And Spinosad is an organic product. It's a virus, and it will take care of a lot of caterpillars and a lot of your chewing insects. So either EIGHT or Spinosad. And a lot of the slugs and snails that are active right now, eating hostas and some of your perennials, the product that people have been using is called Sluggo and a few others. And the active ingredients have been changed. And what they've done is instead of using a really hard poison, they've changed to iron phosphate. And iron phosphate is basically what they use in a multiple vitamin. It's very, very safe. If a dog or a cat ate it, then it would not hurt them, okay? And to make it a little bit more effective, they've blended into this pellet this Spinosad. So if you see a product that says Sluggo Plus, it's the iron phosphate and Spinosad. Both of these are natural products and will do a great job for all types of slugs and snails. But holes right now, it could be earwigs. It's a lot of the various types of beetles. And either EIGHT or the Spinosad will do a wonderful job. There are some caterpillars out. And some of the hydrangeas will have little tiny caterpillars. But either one of those two products will clean it up for you. Thank you, John. George, who's up next?
That would be Candy. She's in Massachusetts, and she's got some questions about a quince bush.
Candy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, thank you very much. I have a question about a quince bush that I've had in my yard. And I'd like to trim it, and I don't know when is the best time, and I don't know what to do with the fruit. So I hope you can help me.
Okay, as far as pruning,
yes.
Normally I tell people to prune when the plant finishes growing. Depending on the variety that you get, some quince are more spreading, some varieties are more upright. And when you buy them in a garden center, they'll come in like a 2 or a 3 gallon plastic pot, and you don't realize that they're going to get big until it's too late. So, you know, read the label and make sure that you get the right information, because some of the upright varieties of quince could get 6 foot high and spread 6 or 7 feet wide. So, you know, you got to be careful, but don't be scared to prune them back. And as soon as the flowering period is over, that's the time to prune it back. Because what happens is it flowers early, just as the leaves are beginning to appear. And when the flowering cycle finishes, the plant goes into a foliage growth. So if you prune it back at that point, cut it back to the size that you want, it will make new growth. And during the summer, during June, July, and August, your quince is making flower buds for next year. So you got to prune it early. So if you prune it in the early summer, before the flower buds are all made on the tips of the new growth, you'll have plenty of flowers next spring. But if you were to prune it in the late summer or the fall, you run the risk of removing all of the flower buds. Now, quince, I know if you drive down to the Cape, you'll see a lot of little places that sell jams and jellies. They'll sell beach plum jams and jellies. They'll sell quince. And if you just go on the internet, you'll find all kinds of recipes, because the quince will make a fruit about the size of a plum, very hard, and it makes wonderful jams and jellies. I don't know any recipes offhand, but I've had quince jelly, and it tastes very, very good. So give it a try, and you don't always get a lot of fruit, so consider yourself lucky that you did get some fruit on your plant. I have one that's 3 years old, and I've had one fruit in the last 3 years. So if you've got a lot, that's a great thing. Candy, thank you for the phone call. George, who's up next?
That would be Mary in Cape Cod, and she's got a problem with some vines growing on evergreen trees.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you. I'm just down the Cape, and I'm looking at my evergreens, and all the vines have come up through, and I spent yesterday trying to just pull them out, but I can't pull them up from the ground. You know, they're very hard, the roots, to pull up. What do I do?
Yep. Well, what I've done in that situation, and believe me, I'm sure most of us listening have had vines come up and grow through all your shrubs, and because they're so well established, you just can't pull them up. So what I want you to do, Mary, is this. I want you to get some pruners and cut them as close to the ground as possible, because if you don't, that vine is going to overpower the plant that it's growing in, and in time choke it and actually kill it. So cut it as close to the ground as possible, so there's nothing but like little sticks. And what's going to happen, the plant is not going to give up. It's going to say, oh, I'll take care of Mary. I'm going to come back twice as strong. When it starts to make new growth, then what you're going to do is you're going to take care of it with some Roundup. We're coming up on a break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you how to kill these vines that are coming up under plants without hurting them. You can't use a sprayer, because if you spray the Roundup on the plant, you're going to hurt it. But I'll tell you a way that works real, real good.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are in Oak Bluffs on Martha's Vineyard today at Jardin Mahoney. And if you live on Martha's Vineyard, come on by and say hello. I'm in the middle of the nursery, surrounded by the most beautiful hydrangea that you have ever seen. All colors, all sizes, all shapes, and some new varieties of viburnum. And there is of one of these varieties. It's called Winter Thunder. And beautiful twigs, got kind of a reddish color, shiny leaves, and beautiful flat crowns of white flowers. Grows in sun or shade, and is deer resistant. So if you want something that's going to get pretty big to block off a neighbor or a boat or a tool shed, and it's got some shade, this is a plant that will do the job for you. We were talking with Mary about killing some undergrowth. And at times, it's difficult, especially if you have some shrubs that are close to the ground. You can't spray, because if you spray, you run the risk of killing the plant that the weeds are trying to take over. So this is what I want you to do, Mary. You can do it two ways. Get yourself some Roundup. Mix it in a container like an old coffee can. So you don't need to mix a lot. And what you can do is you can take a paintbrush, dip it into the container, and paint the foliage of these weeds. Because if you spray and it drifts on the foliage of your good plant, you're going to hurt that. Just paint it. The other thing that works really well, get a pair of Playtex gloves, the rubber gloves, and then a cheap pair of cotton gloves. Put the Playtex glove on, put your cotton glove on top of your Playtex glove. And then what you can do is to actually put your hand in the bucket of the weed killer. Make a fist to squeeze off the excess, and then take the palm of your hand and rub the foliage of the weeds, and that way you put the weed killer directly on the weed without hurting anything else. And I've done that. I had some junipers on the side of a banking, and some poison ivy was coming up in between it. And all I did is coffee can, a little bit of Roundup, Playtex rubber glove, cheap cotton glove on top of the Playtex glove, and then rub the foliage and just grab the leaves with my hand, and the glove became the applicator. Gonzo. Give it a try. George, who's up next?
That would be Max in Peabody. He's got a unanimous. He's got some questions about.
Max, good morning. How can we help you with your euonymus this morning?
Good morning. Yes, I have a number of euonymus in my yard. Some are a brilliant yellow, and some tend to be more green. How can I yellow up the green ones?
Okay. Now, this is the evergreen variety, right? The one that stays, that holds its foliage all year?
Yes.
Okay. That is called euonymus gold, and they are hybrids. And do they have multicolored? Is it green and yellow together on the same leaf?
Yes, most of them that are not pure yellow are yellow and green. Some branches green, some yellow.
Okay. Now, the thing that's going to happen is this. The original plant was green. And out of a green plant came a spore, like a little shoot, and it was a different color. And the man that found it lived in Massachusetts, and it was called Colas Brothers in Ipswich, Massachusetts. And he took these sports, he rooted them, which he was thrilled, and he had them patented, and he developed several varieties. But the one that you have is called Euonymus Emerald Gold. And if you're getting some just green leaves coming out of the yellow, it's the plant trying to revert back to green. And what you need to do is whenever you see solid green leaves coming out of the yellow, you need to remove them. Because if you don't, the green are stronger. And they will eventually choke out the yellow. And your beautiful yellow euonymus will be all green in just a matter of a few years. So get out the pruners, and if you want to keep it yellow, anything that's straight green, snip, 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 a little bit of fertilizer, and you'll have the most beautiful euonymus in your entire town. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.